The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world. It is April 12th, 2024, and we did it. We made it 5 days without Steph. It is Friday. I did not think that was going to be possible. I definitely thought I was going to be replaced halfway through the week. But you know what? We're here. We did it. It's Friday. We're going to have a fun show today. It's going to be a relaxed show because, again, it's Friday. It's pretty much the weekend. Let's have some fun. This morning, I woke up with a Band-Aid on my leg. Now, the strange part is that last night, I did not go to bed with a Band-Aid on my leg, so at some point, a Band-Aid miraculously made its way to my leg, and I have two theories. The first one, which, okay, it sounds a little far-fetched, but someone broke into my house, stabbed me in my leg, somehow I didn't notice, and they immediately regretted it, so they put a Band-Aid on me. Or, the more likely story, I somehow cut myself while sleeping, and sleeping me noticed, was alert enough to go and get a Band-Aid, open it, which I can't even do half the time awake, and perfectly place it while still being tired enough for me not to remember today. My biggest concern, however, is how do you manage to cut yourself on a mattress? That's like getting a black eye from a pile of feathers. Something weird is going on over at LinkedIn. Every so often, I'll get a post under the lines of, I'm such a good boss, not like the other bosses, and yesterday, I got one that I swore I've seen before, so I copied the text, which read, my new employee asked to work from home, then she started to tell me the reason why, I told her no need to apologize, I don't need to know the details, I don't pay for seat warmers, blah, 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 blah. It then goes on for 8 more sentences, but that's not what's crazy. What's crazy is after I copied that text, I pasted it into the LinkedIn search bar, and over 5,000 of the same exact post came up, and I'm so confused because I did it with other ones as well, and the same thing happened. What is the scam here? Is it engagement? Do you get money for engagement on LinkedIn like you would Twitter or TikTok? I have no idea. Do people apply for a gig for you and then you actually turn out to be a terrible boss? I'm so confused. I don't even have a joke. The problem people have with planes these days, aside from them falling apart midair, is that they don't cater enough to dogs. Well, enter Bark Air, a new way to travel that considers the needs of its dog passengers. Bark Air is a private charter, which means there's a separate check-in process, which also means there's no TSA checkpoints. Plus, dogs get calming music, pheromones, jackets, earmuffs, and more time to chill out. Dogs will also receive in-flight snacks and beverages, and dogs can sit on laps, seats, or beds without needing to be crated. Each one-way flight only sells 10 tickets, one dog, and one human, for a small price of $6,000 to $8,000 each, with additional human tickets available for an extra cost. You know you're a lucky dog when you travel better than 99% of people. Heck, I'd stand up the entire time if it made my flight cheaper. Bitcoin is about to hit $100,000, which had me wondering why I didn't find out about it sooner. I then remembered I was only about 10 when it first took off, so now I'm wondering how I go back in time to tell my younger self about it. But the more I think about it, the more I don't know if I would tell myself about Bitcoin. Let's say if I could only tell myself one thing. Yeah, money is sick, but there's so much more that if I changed, my whole life could be drastically different. And who's to say that some 10-year-old convincing his parents to buy this made-up currency wouldn't crash the market and leave me with nothing? I'm clearly really bad at this. Today, I am joined by Dan from the Wood Buffalo Food Bank to talk about the 10th annual Service Credit Union Food Drive happening on April 27th and 28th. How's it going, Dan?
It's going fantastic. How are you doing, John?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming out. So, where can people find you between these dates?
Between these dates, they can find us at all of the grocery stores in town, as well as Walmart, and as well as the Anzac grocery store out in Anzac.
This spring food drive, what hours are you going?
We're doing 10 o'clock till 7 p.m. There'll be a Summit GM pickup truck and some volunteers out there asking you if you can support. and giving you some lists with some ideas of what you can give. And they'll be there all day, that 10 to 7. We'll close down for the night. We'll take that truck back to the food bank, unload it, and start it all over on Sunday and do it once more.
And what items in specific should people be looking for?
You know, there's so many good items. And when we make those lists up, there's about 15 different versions of them with 5 or 6 items on them. They're just like the good ideas that you can go for. If you're kind of like, I need to just stick to my list and this is creating chaos, every grocery store pretty much has like pre-made kits, especially during food drives, that are excellent little things that you can grab. They're usually $5 to $10 for them. And you can just grab that and drop it. Those are perfect as well. They got lots of great product. Or again, cash is king. You can always drop off a cash donation in the bin, or a gift card as well is a great item.
And if people aren't able to make it out on the 27th or the 28th, where can they meet you to drop stuff off?
Well, if they're not out shopping on the 27th or 28th, we're actually going to be located at the trade show as well, collecting monetary donations with our monthly giving campaign that we're launching. So that'll be another opportunity for people to connect with us and give back to us in another way. As well as they can always come down to the food bank at 10010 Centennial Drive. Mondays to Fridays, we're there. Tuesdays to Fridays are the best days for dropping stuff off. And all the grocery stores actually have bins in them. So if you're just kind of doing your things, you can grab a couple things, throw it in the bin. We send volunteers or our staff out regularly to be picking up those bins.
And is there anything else anybody should know?
Just that it's going to be a wonderful weekend and it's going to be a great time. We want everyone to have a great time. If they're out there and they can't give, it's okay. We totally understand what's going on for people these days. We'll say thank you and a smile and help you get on your way anyhow.
Thank you so much, Dan, for coming out. Again, that is the 10th annual Service Credit Union Food Drive happening April 27th and 28th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I asked if you could go back in time and tell your younger self one thing, what would it be? And once again, you pulled through with a lot of different answers. Mike over on the text line said save at least $50 from every paycheck, more if you can. One of you said, whatever you do, do not eat that last slice of pizza, which I need to know so much more about. How dare you leave me on that cliffhanger? Someone said, do not give yourself a stick and poke, which I can relate heavily to. At 17, I tried and the ink just did not stay. So it's all the pain and none of the reward. And one of you made me tear up on Friday morning, and it was spend more time with mom and dad. Once again, you all have had way better answers than I did. Yesterday, I did the Diet Coke and Mentos experiment, and it went better than I could have ever thought. If you want to see it, head on over to our socials, Play 103 Radio. First off, it was amazing. Part of me thought it wouldn't work just because, of course, it didn't. But secondly, I had like 4 different cars pull over and watch it go down, which I thought was pretty cool. One of the onlookers even said he heard me talking about it on air earlier in the day. So shout out Danny. And after that, it instantly went to my head. And now I think I'm a Fort Max celebrity after being here for only, 7 months. But seriously, if you've never done it before, I highly recommend the Diet Coke and Mentos Geyser. It's literally fun at any age you do it. However, do it outside. I almost did it inside. Would not have gone over well. I definitely would not have gotten my damage deposit back. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. We are officially at the end of the John Only Week. And you know what? I think it went pretty well. I think it definitely did way better than I expected. I hope it did better than you expected. If it didn't, please don't let me know, because I think it went pretty well. Again, Steph and John will be back bright and early Monday morning, 5:30. Be there or be square. Life's short. Have some fun.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.